Two privacy watchdogs are writing to Google, asking why the internet company has been collecting information about household wireless networks. Electronic Frontiers Australia says the internet giant has been taking down the data as it drives through Australian neighbourhoods taking photos for its Street View service. The EFA and the Australian Privacy Foundation are worried that the information could be misused. Meredith Griffiths reports.
Google's Street View is a nifty tool if you're scouting out a new place to live or trying to work out exactly where a party will be. By clicking on a map, a photo is revealed of the streetscape. To capture the photos, the internet giant sends out special cars topped with cameras. But it turns out they're not just taking photos.
They're recording the name of people's wireless home internet connections and also a type of serial number that goes on those connections called a MAC address.
Geordie Guy is the vice chair of Electronic Frontiers Australia.
A MAC address is something which is in everything that uses a network connection, and it is globally unique.
So they're driving down the street past houses and they can say, oh, OK, in this house, you know, number 7 Johnston Street, Manly, the people who live there have a wireless connection and
it's serial numbers. They may not be able to tell which house it might or which side of the road it's on, but they'll be able to map where those are. Where that becomes a concern is that on top of the wireless network connections, things like phones and printers and even my alarm clock, which is actually connected to the internet, have these addresses. Are we okay with Google knowing the contents of people's houses, particularly given the first half of a MAC address is a manufacturer unique code? So Google may well publish that I have something in my house made by Cisco, something in my house made by Linksys, something in my house made by Netcom, etc. If you see Apple's OUI when you go past my house, you know it's either an iPhone or one of Apple's wireless routers or an iPod Touch, because they don't produce any other devices which connect wirelessly. There are some manufacturers out there that only produce one type of device, so you would know that that was the device in the house.
Electronic Frontiers Australia and the Australian Privacy Foundation have written a joint letter asking Google to explain why it's recording information about people's home network connections.
We don't know if they're collecting anything else. That's certainly something we've asked. We don't know how long they're going to keep that information or what they're going to do with it. All they've said publicly is that they use this type of information to make their services better without going into detail.
The Office of Australia's Privacy Commissioner, Karen Curtis, would not respond to PM's questions, but has issued this statement.
Our preliminary inquiries have indicated generally that the information about Wi-Fi networks that Google is collecting would probably not, on its own, be considered personal information under the Privacy Act.
That's not enough for Geordie Guy from Electronic Frontiers Australia.
If someone rang up and said, hey, can you read out the serial number off the back of your DVD player for me, you'd tell them to go away. So why should we just let Google check out the serial numbers of everything they drive past, at least without some further information as to why and how it's going to make things better?
He says Google may not be doing anything illegal, but what it's doing is troubling.
Google has a lot of information about everybody. This is a company which retains results of what we search for a year on the internet. This is an organisation that has access to a lot of people's email addresses and a lot of information about the online community in general. Every time we see an unexplained addition to that, which is able to be cross-referenced and perhaps be used to come up with a bigger picture about individuals in Australia, that's when we're concerned, and that's why we've written to them asking them to give us some more information.
Google has refused to talk about this issue today. Instead, the internet company has pointed to previous blog posts it issued in response to European concerns. The blogs say the Wi-Fi data is used by Google to improve its location-based services.
Meredith Griffiths.